Back on In Focus, 9:47, you're listening to News Radio KMAN. We're chatting with Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. And one thing of note that's coming real fast is the 2020 census. I don't know when they start sending those surveys out, but maybe you do.
Oh, I think there's already people on the road going up to houses, confirming who lives at what house. I mean, that's well underway. It's a course every 10 years. And it's huge for the state of Kansas. And the reason I kind of keep an eye on it is it's important that we accurately count our military members here in the central Flint Hills and throughout the state because it's a lot of confusion associated with it because you have somebody who's from one state claims another state is citizenship and maybe their wife's from another place, but they're stationed in Kansas. And in that particular case, there's rules and folks that can explain those rules, but we want to make sure we get an accurate count in Kansas.
And that is tied a lot to funding for different entities.
That's right. There's funding involved. For an individual not counted, the average cost to the state of Kansas is about $2,200 in federal funds. That's huge. And then it also equates to legislation. So, or legislators, representatives. So we got to make sure that we get a proper count so that we have enough congressional members and that we don't lose congressional, membership and representation. And that's the two big things that the 2020 census does for us. And a lot of people don't know that that's going to come up here fairly quickly and that you're going to have people coming. You're going to get surveys. You can do this online, I think. And then the bottom line is it's fairly simple to fill out the form. And it's critical for communities in our state and for individuals in our state.
So if you're stationed here, then you can claim residency for
Well, I think if you're stationed here, you're counted where you lay your head to rest at night the most often, okay? Okay. I say that. So for folks that are assigned to Fort Riley, Kansas, they count in Kansas. If they're here and they're sleeping predominantly there at their residence on Fort Riley, then that's where they count. They don't count back at their home state. And that's important, a distinction to kind of draw there and let people know. There's a booklet. There's information online that you can look up for the 2020 census. There are complete count committees in each one of our communities that are designed to answer questions just like that and to put out information. And they're also responsible for making sure that we touch each one of our communities. So, a household, for example, equates to about $5,400. So, that's big money when you think about it overall. And, Kansas is one of the states that's being real proactive in this regard. And the governor's, one of her priorities is to make sure that we give everybody in the state of Kansas an opportunity to get counted. And we get an accurate first count first time.
All right. Well, there's some folks out there that, maybe don't want the government knowing that they're here or whatnot, and that maybe not just for military, just other folks as well. But it is so important, as you mentioned, and I hate to see the census get politicized, but it does seem like it gets politicized.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. The bottom line is this is about the individual. This is about serving all individuals in the state of Kansas, and that's critical for us. We ought to make sure that we're doing the right thing as a nation. And this is not a political. This is apolitical. This is about just getting it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, some other items here right now that the military council is focused on is Kansas Military Articulation Portal.
Right. Our military servicemen and women, they go through a lot of training throughout their careers. And they get a lot of skills. And when they transition into civilian life, I think it's important that we identify those skills and we give them basically credit at our academic institutions. And so the Board of Regents here in the state of Kansas has done an incredible job. Matter of fact, they've led the nation. There's a coalition of 13 states that are doing it right now that are establishing a website for soldiers, airmen, Marines, and sailors that they take their military occupational specialties, what they do in the service, they take the schooling, the education, the experience, and they correlate that into academic credit. That's big when you think about it from a military perspective because you get to save on your GI Bill, you get to not spend as long in school, and you get credit for experience that you've had, which I think is the most important thing of all.
Great. Well, you know, and colleges really need the students, as evidenced by this week's numbers around the state. Is there more that can be done here from the military perspective to help recruitment efforts at Kansas State University, entities like that?
Well, I think, you know, the bottom line is we're constantly looking. You know, I tell people all the time that sometimes universities isn't the end-all, be-all. For some of these folks coming out of the military, for example, they have skill sets that directly correlate to being a part of a skilled set in our communities. Welders, emergency management technicians, there's folks out there that are mechanics. And so going to a technical college, so we do push those sort of things to make sure that the transition is as smooth as possible. And we do push locally here. There's a lot of opportunity being right next to a Division I school and an incredible institution like K-State University. That is very, very nice for our soldiers and even for our spouses. There's a lot of spouses that are there as a team with their service member that are looking to continue their education, and K-State University is an incredible place to do that, and it's a short distance just down the road. We do have other universities are represented right there at Fort Riley, Kansas, for example, that offer programs as well and are very convenient. So this is critical. I think it's something that every service member ought to take advantage of is this articulation portal. They ought to go on the Board of Regents website, and they ought to take a look at what they are entitled to, because when you think about it, it really equates to benefits. And that's important that we get and take advantage of all the benefits that we're afforded.
I know there's a lot of folks who join the military simply for the benefits like that. You know, free college, I mean, that's nothing to shake your head at.
No, it's not. And believe it or not, there's a lot of them that have no idea what benefits they're entitled to. And there are resources out there to help them. And I recommend that each one that has separated or transitioned from the service, they contact those particular organizations and find out exactly what benefits they have forthcoming, because you deserved it. You earned it by wearing the cloth of the nation. And if you don't take advantage of it, at least do it for your dependents, for your children, because there are some benefits that transfer to children as well.
All right. And we're talking with Perry Wiggins here, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. This is interesting here. You brought an article that talks a little bit about licensure reimbursement policies here for spouses.
That's true. You know, we have, when I came in, for example, probably 11 to 17% of the force was married. And now when you flash forward to where we are today, over 60% of the force is married. And over 50% of spouses are in professions that require, you know, that are skilled, that require licensures, credentialing. And so we as a state got to make sure that we facilitate a smooth transition for those spouses that may be coming in from another state and want to practice or want to be employed in a specific skill set that requires credentialing licensure. The Department of Defense and each one of the services have signed on for a $500 benefit for licensures and accreditation to help them through that process. That's not a huge amount of money, but it helps facilitate some spouses here in the state. We still got to work hard, I think, from the state of Kansas to facilitate that transition, because we don't have a jobs problem in Kansas. We have a workforce problem. And so we need to make it absolutely easy for every spouse coming in that wants a job that they can get the job.
Yeah, I've heard stories in the past of folks moving from one state to another. And every state's different on some requirement hours. Like, it might be for a hairdresser, maybe for a massage therapist. But those, anything you can do to streamline that process is going to help the economy.
Makes sense to me. You know, and I tell you what, a lot of people say, well, it all comes down to fees, you know, and some of these organizations operate off of fees. And I say, in some respects, like when it comes to medical professionals or education, shame on them. We got to look out for the welfare of the state and for what those people do as serving our citizens. And I'm all about that. So I'm all about trying to get accreditation and licensures for all sorts of professions for those, not just military. I mean, we ought to look at folks that are coming in from all over the nation that want to call Kansas home, and we ought to help facilitate that smooth transition. Now, I'm not saying just give everybody anything. We ought to vet them accordingly, make sure that the credentials meet. But we should not sit there and be parochial in our approach to these individuals that are coming in and want to be a part of our state.
Where can folks get information about that particular topic here?
Well, to be honest with you, it's sort of a shotgun blast out there because everybody is a belly button. They're all different. And so my recommendation is there's a lot of websites out there that talk specifically by state what type of requirements there are. And if they run into a problem, there are boards here in the state of Kansas that address each one of these skilled and licensed. I recommend that they reach out, contact those boards. And in my lane, if you're a military member or a spouse, if you've got issues or there's something out there that's disconcerting, reach out to me as the Governor's Military Council Executive Director because I'm all about attacking and getting at solutions for these challenges.
All right. Very good. Well, Perry, we appreciate you coming on the show here. You're going to the football game this weekend?
I am. I wouldn't miss it. You know, hopefully we can pick it up. I'm really excited about K-State football. And then more importantly, I love to go out and watch the energy as you have the military kind of infused into the football game itself. But once again, I just want to thank the members of this community for having a day like Fort Riley Day at K-State University. The sponsors that really look out and do that, they've done it every year. It couldn't happen without them. And that highlights through action what this community really does. And sometimes people say stuff, but action speaks louder than words.
Well, very good. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll speak with you again in about a month.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hopefully on Saturday there will be a whole lot of soldiers doing a lot of push-ups with Willie.
Yeah, hopefully they have to replace Willie out 3 or 4 times.
I think there's a helicopter flyover.
Well, I'm sure there is. I love him.
Weather permitting?
Yeah, that's the intelligent, good-looking guys, the ones in the helicopters.
Not the ones that jump out of perfectly good planes, right?
There you go.
Tomorrow, Manhattan CVB Director Karen Hibbert joining us. John Jobe and Pott County 4-H Agent Daniel Skoucis also going to be here. And we'll get a preview of Oktoberfest on In Focus tomorrow. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN. CBS News is next.